I'll tell you, I have a bone to pick with this story. You'll know why, because I've told the story many times. There's a place called Kosher Kingdom Supermarket in Aventura, Florida. And it was robbed. A guy went into the grocery store, to the meat aisle, and there was like $100 brisket and steaks that were $75. And he started stuffing that meat down his pants and then walked out of the grocery store.
Yeah.
Now.
Did he walk slowly?
Yes, he did. And his pants were quite large. In fact, this is the owner.
Yeah, with those pants that gather at the bottom, it's easier,
that's
I would think, to steal meat than with a pair of old school sweatpants or even blue jeans.
That's exactly what he had. And this is the manager, owner of the store, and he said, you wouldn't believe these pants.
Big, big, big pants. I think they're like made for stealing, you know? He has them blocked, you know, they're blocked at the bottom so it doesn't go through.
Exactly what you just said.
Yep. Is that the Kosher King himself?
That's the Kosher King. And all the meat was on display, and he took a brisket that was enormous. They showed it on video. It was enormous. He had to pull out his pants. And like another, a shopper went by and just kind of looked at him and didn't do anything, you know. And it was all on video. Well, then he started.
I haven't had brisket in a while.
You know, T-bone steaks were going down his pants and so forth. Here's my issue with it, and then we'll get to the rest of the story. How do you think the reporter opened the story?
Well, there's many different ways.
No, there's one way that.
Well, there's one way. The adult way is that a T-bone in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me?
No, that's not what he said. He said, "Where's the beef? It's in the pants of this intruder at the Kosher King grocery store."
There it is.
Okay.
Biggie's memory was triggered.
In 1991, I was in a broadcast news writing class with Dr. Carl Tyree. I've told the story many times. Dr. Tyree's rule was never open a news broadcast or news story with a question, ever.
Period.
He said, if you do it, I'll count 50 points off. Then he gave us facts about all these different stories, and we had to write it for the newspaper or a broadcast for broadcast news. So the story we had was about a food lion in Boone, North Carolina, being robbed. The man had put steaks in his pants. Now, I wanted to say, where's the beef? It's in Ramon Rodriguez's pants. That's where. But I knew his rule was
no questions ever to open the story.
I debated and debated, and I decided to use it because I knew it was the perfect lead-in. Where's the beef?
It's so money.
The beef is in Ramon Rodriguez's pants. And I wrote in pencil at the bottom, I understand I've broken your cardinal rule. But I think it's worth it. When you see what I've written, I think it's worth it.
I don't know if you're familiar with Wendy's.
That's right.
The old lady commercial.
So he said, Dr. Tyree, who was a stickler, wrote me back when the grade was done and said, it was very clever, minus 50 points, and I got a 48 because I also made a grammatical error later. It was 2 points
off. That's a failing grade.
Yeah. And I said to him, look.
But Wendy's.
And he said, you know the rule. You know the rule.
But Wendy's.
Now, fast forward to Florida, the Kosher King.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Take a look here at Kosher Kingdom in Aventura on Monday. This guy goes up to the high-end steak aisle.
I'm vindicated, and I am upset all at the same time. And you know what Dr. Tyree did to get the last word? He died. I can't now go talk to him.
You can't send him this.
I can't send him this.
I was right all those years ago.
If Dr. Tyree was still alive, I would send him this and say, you see? You
it
see?
It works.
It works. This is how you tell a story.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Take a look here at Kosher.
They even throw in the old Wendy's commercial.
Wendy's commercial. They plagiarized me.
Maybe you could take it to Dr. Tyree's grave.
Yes. Yes.
And play it
graveside?
Yes.
Yeah, we got a loon out here in the big part. He's playing Where's the Beef over and over at a poor man's grave.
He's showing video from his phone to the headstone.
Yes, that's exactly what I want to do.
You see,
I was right in 1991. I did not.
You failed me.
He failed me. I'd take that course twice because I used that brilliant lead-in. Where's the beef? The beef is in Ramon Rodriguez's pants.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Take a look here at Kosher Kingdom.
Exactly.
I've asked him to leave, but he's not. I don't have to call the law.
When's the next funeral coming through? 2 hours? You've got to get him out of here.
Oh, He died several years ago. And it's tragic. I love Dr. Tyree, but I want to prove him wrong by doing this. He wouldn't stand for it, though. He did not want a question at the beginning of any news broadcast. Now, the Kosher King himself says, guy ran out. We didn't think we'd see him again.
He came over here, looked around to see if anybody was looking, and he shoved it in his pants.
This is $77, but to shove it down your pants is not easy.
Yeah, we were shocked. That's why when he came back to one steak, I thought, okay, I got it back, what he stole. And then when we found out there was this thing in his pants, it was unbelievable. It's just, like, shocking.
That was the brisket he was talking about, $100 brisket in his pants.
But you can't resell it, right?
That was what I thought. Yeah, I mean, you can get it back, but you're not. I don't want pants meat.
Well, very interesting you say that, because what happened
who
was.
Who wants pants meat? Okay.
Nobody.
Who wants pants meat?
Now,
the Kosher King wants pants meat. That's
I know it. A man who would probably take discounted pants meat.
I'd buy that pants meat all day long. Absolutely.
Now, you know this was down to guy's pants. Don't say it that loud.
And he's wearing drawers, right? We can't say.
Drop it 50%. Here's what happened. He went across the street to the Publix. There's a Publix right there. One of this guy's employees, the Kosher King's employees on break, saw him, reported him, and they got the meat back.
They ended up going across the street to Publix. One of my employees was on break and saw all the rest of the stuff that he had.
Brisket, wine.
Called the cops, and we got everything back.
Yeah, wine, too. Mm. Hopefully a red with brisket.
You got to.
Yeah.
Nothing else would hold up. Maybe even a mile back. I mean, it's a big, a big bold red.
If that's a Chardonnay, then get out
forget
of my
it.
Face. Come on.
You're not a foodie.
So they got the meat back, but the guy ran off. They don't know where he is. They didn't get him. The big question is, and it was not addressed, will they sell pants meat? I would mark it down, but I would say this is pants meat, and this $100 brisket's 50. I mean,
I'm sure it was shrink wrapped, right?
It was, yeah. But he
still, are there laws about this?
Well, he didn't put it in one of those bags, you know, that you sometimes get from the butcher shop. He just put it right down his pants. Chris, you're talking about stealing meat. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. So I was in retail for about 20 years, grocery retail, and I caught a gentleman older, like in his 80s. He was using his ankle socks to conceal packs of bacon and Bass sausage.
And you caught him. And
I did.
Did he deny it at first, or did he just willingly say, okay, here's the bacon?
Well, I walked up to him, and I just poked his pants, and I said, what do you got hiding in there, buddy?
And he came forth with it, I guess.
Oh, yes. He came forth with it, and unfortunately, we did have to contact law enforcement. And actually, we had to discard the meat as well.
There's the question.
That's probably the law.
It has to be done.
Do you know if the older man was that his first time, or think he was a regular thief?
We didn't have any record of him ever having any issues in our particular store. And law enforcement didn't say anything as far as that. But we did ban him from our location.
You have to.
You got meat sock.
I figured you were right about that. You can't
bacon socks
sell that. I feel bad for the Kosher King, and thank you, Chris, because the Kosher King says, look, we barely make any money on this at all. The meat prices are so high, and this $100 brisket, the margin's very low.
Is that what insurance is for? Will they be made whole?
I don't know if that counts. I do think now, since he stole the wine, too, I bet he was planning a date.
Maybe.
You don't think he was just trying to resell it?
No.
I think this is for personal consumption?
Yeah, because I bet, you know, classic oversell when you get to know somebody.
You think?
Yeah. You know, oh, yeah, baby, I got all kind of money. I'm going to make you a steak and wine dinner. And he's like, oh, my God, I don't have any money.
You may be right. That's why he resorted to stealing. I kind of I feel for him. That's a great little romantic comedy, you know, meat down your pants.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb, you're talking about stealing meat as well. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I used to hang out with kind of a rougher crowd when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And I had a buddy whose uncle was a real bad, like, wino.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go in the grocery store and steal T-bones and, you know, any kind of meat, and he would stick it in his pants. He had, and then he would go out to the truck, put it in a cooler, and go around and hustle it to people at 50% off the sticker price.
God,
You've bought truck meat.
Now, I have bought truck meat. There, a truck was in front of my house one time 20 years ago, and I said, I just can't ignore these prices. It's too good.
Literally what would happen. I mean, he would go around. Mm-hmm. It was wild.
I may have bought truck meat from your wino friend's father.
Very possible.
I haven't heard the term wino in decades.
That's a Sanford and Son term. Thank you, Caleb.
Classic.
Great story. Yeah. That is a Sanford and Son term for sure. He's a wino. This wino is still on the loose in Aventura, mm-hmm. Florida. I tell you, though, the whole thing, it's a bad story, but the whole thing.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Take a look here at Kosher Kingdom.
You can't get past it.
No, that's what the kids would say triggers you when you hear where's the beef.
Yes.
To this day. Trigger.
I'll see you.
Have you been to Wendy's since? Well, you have, I guess, a couple times.
I have.
Yeah.
Not as much as I used to. It wasn't Wendy's fault. It was Dr. Tyree that I had the issue. I brought that up to him. I had 3 more years at Appalachian State. I would often say, Dr. Tyree, you know I was right about it. He goes, no question.
He never backed down.
No, he never backed down. No. I'll be at his grave at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Just playing Where's the Beef over and over.
What? It's in my pants.